you, ladies and gentlemen.
We'd just like those who have to go just to leave. And most of you should have received a voting paper when you came in. If you haven't got a voting paper, in a moment or two, if you want to come to the front, I've got some I can give you here. I'm going to constitute the session, which is part of what the Vacancy Procedure Act asks us to do. And then I'm going to ask you to fill in your voting forms. There are four tables, or there will be four tables, two at the back and two at the front. You can come forward to the table and fill it in there if you don't, well, it's supposed to be a secret ballot. So, if you don't want to do it inside your jacket or your coat, take your time, come to the table, fill in your voting form and place the voting form in one of the boxes that's on the tables. We'll then count as quickly as we can and announce the result here and then I'll tell you what happens after that. So let's just have a word of prayer. Gracious God, once more we give you thanks for this day, for the joy of worshipping you, for the fellowship which we have shared with one another, for listening to your word. Help us not only to listen but to learn and to do your will. And now, by your grace, we constitute the Kirk Session, a court of your church. In Jesus' name, Amen. So if you take your time and fill in the forms, and as I say, go to the table to fill it in, or fill it in your seat and then put it on the table. There are pens on the tables, if you haven't got a pen, or if your neighbour doesn't have a pen, and we'll do this as quickly as we can. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'll read out the official declaration. This is like the returning officer. I hereby declare the results of the voting for the election appointment of a minister to the vacant charge of Commander Cape Heart to be as follows. For election of Edward Thune, a maximum 153, against 11. Reverend Fiona Maxwell has accordingly been elected and appointed as a new minister subject to the approval of Presbytery. I have to say that because the former Presbytery clerk is sitting here watching me. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being here this morning. It's absolutely great to see the church. I thought there was more than 164 people in the church, I have to say. It's absolutely terrific. I know people have postponed going on holidays. I know people have come back early from their holidays. People who were supposed to be staying overnight at a party somewhere last night, I know because I was there. Came back home through torrential rain from Gretna to be here this morning. But thank you all for coming. Thank you to Jim McIntosh and Stuart and Janice Day who have come to help with the count. More important one, thank you to Grant,
wherever he's going,
who has who's practiced really hard all week to make sure that this morning went as well as it did. Alec Ferguson is landing somewhere in, I think, Glasgow Airport at 11 o'clock this morning on the way back from America, so he couldn't be here, but thank you to that. You'll be pleased to know that Fiona's still in the building. At least I hope she's still in the building. I'll close this part, and if you want to wait, she will come back through, and I guess we'll go to the front door and greet you as you leave the church this morning. There's going to be a bit of delay before she comes. It suits us as the Kirk Session that there'll be a bit of delay because we're hoping to buy a new manse, not for Fiona, but for the congregation. The manse was big and old and
drafty and expensive to keep, and was going to need a bit of money spent on it. So the decision was taken to put it on the market as to buy a more modern manse. That may take some time. Fiona wants to finish some work in Neilston and have a little bit of time off, I think some study time before she comes. So we think it's going to be around the end of October, the beginning of November, before the induction takes place. Somebody said to me this morning, so if it goes well today, we get rid of you. No, you don't. I'll be here till the date of the induction, and so will Eddie. So you will be in good hands until Fiona takes over. But let's just close this part of today. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day and forever. Amen. I should also have made reference to Kim Watt, who took the first part of the vacancy and is sitting up the stairs this morning. Thank you, Kim, for coming this morning. The hard work of getting a nominating committee together and such things was done by Kim. I had the easy job of getting to find a minister, but that was fine. Right, let's... Sylvia, do you want to go and see if Eunice... in the vestry.
So I can safely look forward to my curry pie. I wonder, would it be alright, Bill, if we just stood up all together and if we sang the doxology together? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you.